Senate Bill 10 was prioritized by Governor Greg Abbott after last year's Santa Fe High School shooting as a way to improve school safety. The bill would set aside $100 million to create a mental health care consortium. That group would work to better connect Texas students with mental health services, expand research and telemedicine. But late Tuesday night, the bill temporarily died on a technicality raised by State Representative Jonathan Stickland, a Republican from Bedford. He's challenged other mental health legislation this session, raising concerns about parental consent and student privacy. Hours later, lawmakers tried to revive Senate Bill 10. They took key parts of the bill and folded them into another school safety bill. Stickland continued to challenge it.
So what some folks have done is gone into the back room and figure out a way to bring back a bill that died by the rules of the House.
Stickland again questioned the bill on the House floor Wednesday afternoon. He raised more technical challenges, which were overruled. The amended bill ultimately passed. SB 10 was sponsored by State Senator Jane Nelson, a Republican from Flower Mound. Nelson had said the bill will fill gaps in the state's mental health care system for at-risk kids. The state legislative session is set to end Monday. Saida Hassan, KERA News.